No one likes to go to work or to school. We go to work to pay the bills and go to school so we don't get our asses beat. And even though it's as boring as sitting through a lecture about cheese, they won't let you bring anything to make it more entertaining. No DVD players, laptops, Game Boys, alcohol, drugs, porn, or firearms. You know, the fun stuff. But they can't take away your mind. And if we have anything in common other than nipples, we can all close our eyes and drift into fantasy. In your mind, you can do or be anything you want. You can paint like Picasso, sing like Pavarotti, or have a six-foot cock like me. You can even go the full Monty and fantasize about having a six-foot cock that sings like Pavarotti. Although it would be awkward while spooning if Schmecky the Wonder Penis suddenly bursts into song. And thanks to technology and science and Pop-Tarts, you can even bring these fantasies closer to reality with computers and costumes and badly written fan fiction. I know that's redundant, but hell, whatever your fantasy, there's probably even a gathering or convention that caters to you and people like you. Just think, that 400-pound blob under your sink showing off the mile of ass crack may be a tasteless slob during the week, but on those special weekends, he's She-Ra, Princess of Power. Fuck! Sorry about that, my eyeballs just suddenly burst into flame for some reason. And obviously, fantasy shouldn't bleed over into reality. Hey, daydreaming about running around stark naked is fine. Doing it in the middle of a Publix will get you a hefty fine. Although it is a great way to transport donuts while keeping your hands free for coffee. But we're starting to get bleed over from the other direction. Reality is slipping more and more into your fantasies, and that's not a good thing. One of the big offenders are movies. A trip to the movies used to be an excuse to kick back, munch popcorn, and turn off that part of your brain that says, oh, come on, this is bullshit, and just have fun. The old matinees featured tin can robots, cowboys with six shooters that they never had to reload, and larger-than-life heroes with names like Meat Ballsack, champion of Boy Scout Troop 101. They weren't going to win any Oscars, but if you look at the movies that do win, who really gives a fuck? No kid was in his backyard pretending to be Gandhi. He was too busy being Buck Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. But now, you may as well leave your imagination in a car or sell it on eBay, because there is no reason to bring it in with you. The movie will explain it all in mind-numbing detail. Movies are just a mess of brown and gray realism now. There's no bright colors unless there's an ABBA tune on the soundtrack. And Christ on a low-fat Triscuit, please save us from the fucking origin story. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. I go to see these people fly and beat people up and shoot laser beams out of their eyes. I don't really give a shit how they got their powers or what their motivation is. I know what happened to Batman when he was a kid. He got the snot beat out of him like every other kid, and he farted a lot when he ate broccoli. Put a batarang in his hand and let him do what I paid to see him do. And do they always have to be some poor misguided buckwit? Can't anyone get bitten by a radioactive spider and not be a whiny emo prick? But it's not just movies. Video games are right behind them. I don't know about you, but back when I played games like Pac-Man, I had a lot more fun. Even though the graphics were as realistic as a Lego rendition of, well, anything. And the sounds were all beep boop beepity fucking beep. And for a while it was okay. Even when games got good enough that you could hum the tune and actually kind of make out certain objects, they were still fun. But the instant people learn how to make it fast enough and cheap enough to render a realistic looking Maserati, then suddenly you can't floor it through school zones. I'm not paying $400 for this. I could just step out on my front porch and get all that for free. Put it like this. If you drop me in the middle of a war zone, I expect to be the guy in a loincloth with a slingshot in one hand and a bagel with low-fat cream cheese in the other and still kick everybody's ass. And again, color is involved. More brown and gray and straight lines. Couldn't we take some of the budget and hire Harvey Firestein to gay it up a little? I paid $800 for a high-def TV. I expect at least some of the images to look like a bag of Skittles threw up. And there are plenty of other signs. Books and television are completely fucked. Flip around the dial these days and all you see are crime dramas and situation comedies all painted with a politically correct brush. There's no way in hell All in the Family would have made it past one season if it came out today. And no cartoons. At all. Unless you have cable. Then it's either that Hanna-Barbera shit all aimed at the nostalgia crowd, or really bad Flash animation, or some Japanese thing based on playing cards or video games or whatever. And books? Fucking forget about it. You'll never see a hard-boiled detective like Mike Hammer again. He'd have been capped by some pimp or drug into court for sexual harassment before page 2 of chapter 1. And you know who the biggest victims of this are? The kids. Remember when you were younger and you could play cowboys and Indians in the backyard? And even if you didn't have a plastic gun, you could just find a stick and the game was on? See much of that anymore? No, because that's nasty old fantasy again. You're reenacting a dark part of our past and guns are bad. You can't even buy a decent toy gun anymore. It's either so tiny it looks like something Papa Smurf should be packing on a drive-by, or designed to be so non-threatening it looks like it was shit straight out of Bozo's asshole. No, the kids have to play with politically correct toys now, like tops and basketballs and fake tool sets. And little girls get an even bigger hosing. The Easy Bake ovens and plastic kitchen sets were bad enough, but the dolls? They now have baby dolls that actually take a shit. What's next, the unwed teenage mother Barbie? Realism is fine for what it is, reality, but you can get that by just opening a window and sticking your head out the damn thing. Fantasy is escapism. It's cathartic, and more importantly, it stimulates imagination, and that stimulates motivation. And that's the real reason we go to work and go to school and pay the bills, so we can have a little fun with things and think about all those things we'd like to do and like to have. And you can't keep restraining it by throwing politically correct reasoning into the mix. Sometimes you just need to kick back, close your eyes, and think about getting that sports car just like your neighbor's got, so you might get a shot at nailing that sexy wife of his. Or you could do what I do and just fantasize that you're invisible and go steal the fucking car and the wife. So this is Point T. Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com, who's closing his eyes as we speak and thinking about his audience, whom are all Scandinavian, blonde, blue-eyed, and have three breasts, and are allergic to wearing underwear and carrying stacks of Rice Krispie treats. Did I mention how much I love my audience?